Blog Talk Radio.
Prepare yourself. Gird up your loins with truth. If not us, who? If not now, when? Now is the time to what do you expect from a Catholic defender? Deeper truth.
And welcome to Deeper Truth. Stand in the gap with us. And Saint John of God, whose story begins now. Saint John of God said, labor without stopping. Do all the good works you can while you still have the time. Lord, your thorns are my roses, and your suffering my paradise. In the twilight of life, God will not judge us on our earthly possessions and human success, but rather on how much we have loved. Live as though only God and yourself were in this world, so that your heart may not be detained by anything human. A single blessed be God. When things go wrong, is of more value than 1,000 acts of thanksgiving when things are to be our liking. Learn to abide with attention and loving waiting upon God in a state of quiet. Contemplation is nothing else but a secret, peaceful, and loving infusion of God, which, if admitted, will set the soul on fire with the spirit of love. And the power of God is effective when a person asks for the help from God, acknowledging his own weakness and sinfulness. This is why humility and the striving towards God are the fundamental virtues of a Christian. Love the poor tenderly, regarding them as your masters and yourselves as their servants. Saint John of God, 1495 to 1550. We pray not to inform God, or instruct him, but to becoming intimate with him. Live in the world as if only God and your soul were in it, when your heart will never be made captive by any earthly thing. So that's St. John of God. After receiving the last rites, St. John said this: "There are three things which make me uneasy. The first is that I have received so many graces from God and have not recognized them and have repaid them with so little of my own. The second is that after I am dead, I fear lest the poor woman I have rescued and the poor sinners I have reclaimed may be ill-treated. The third is that those who have trusted me with money and whom I have not fully repaid may suffer loss on my account. So St. John of the Cross, St. John of God, his aim was to be able to do for others what the Lord had sent him to do. To aid others in their walk with God. That should be our call. Prayer of St. John of God. Restore unto me the joy of your salvation, and with your governing spirit establish me. I shall teach transgressors your ways, and the ungodly shall turn back unto you. Deliver me from blood guiltiness, O Lord. Lord, you are the God of my salvation. My tongue shall rejoice in your righteousness. Having given up active Christian belief while a soldier, John was 40. He was 40 before the depth of his sinfulness began to dawn on him. He decided to give the rest of his life to God's service and headed at once for Africa, where he hoped to free captive Christians and possibly be martyred. It was during this period of his life that it is said that he had a vision of the infant Jesus, who bestowed on him the name by which he was later known, John of God, also directing him to go to Grenada. Having given up his active Christian belief while a soldier, John was 40 before the depth of his sinfulness began to dawn on him, and he decided to give the rest of his life to God's service and headed at once for Africa, where he hoped to free captive Christians and possibly be martyred. From the time he was 8 to the day he died, John followed every impulse of his heart. The challenge for him was to rush to follow the promptings of the Holy Spirit gave him, not his own human temptations, but unlikely, many who act impulsively when John made a decision, no matter how quickly, He stuck with it no matter what the hardship. At 8 years old, John heard a visiting priest speak of adventures that were waiting in the age of 1503, with new worlds being opened up. That very night, he ran away from home to travel with the priest and never saw his parents again. John worked as a shepherd in the mountains until he was 27. And as a shepherd, he had plenty of time to contemplate what God might want of his life. When he decided at 38 that he should go to Africa to ransom Christian captives, he joined the army of the Roman Emperor, and battled the French. And during his service, he was assigned to guard some captured clothing that went missing. And John was accused of theft and condemned to death. But others intervened, and he was released. Frustrated with military life, John returned to a farm where he worked for another 4 years before entering the army. And once again, he to fight the Turks for the next 18 years. And he was soon advised that his desire for martyrdom was not spiritually well-based, and returned to Spain, and his activity of a religious goods store. Yet he was still not settled. Moved initially by a sermon of St. John of Avila, he one day engaged in a public beating of himself, begging mercy and wildly repenting for his past life. And he was committed to a mental hospital for these actions. And John was visited by St. John, who advised him to be more actively involved in tending to the needs of others rather than in enduring a personal hardship. John gained peace of heart and shortly after left the hospital to begin work among the poor. And John of God could never see suffering without trying to do something about it. And now that he was free to move, although still a patient, he immediately got up and began to help the other sick people around him. The hospital was glad to have his unpaid nursing help and were not happy to release him when one day he walked into to announce that he was going to start his own hospital. And Lord, be blessed in your great kindness to me, who am such a great sinner, having done so many wicked things, yet you see fit to set me free from such a tremendous temptation and deception which I fell into through my own sinfulness. You have brought me into a safe harbor where I shall endeavor to serve you with all my strength. My Lord, I beg you with all my might, give me the strength of your grace, and always let me see your clemency. I want to be your slave. So kindly show me what I should do. Give peace and quiet to my soul, which greatly desires this. O most worthy Lord, may this creature of yours serve and praise you. May I give my whole heart and mind to you. This was prayed by St. John of God at the time of his final conversion. He established a house where he wisely tended to the needs of the sick poor, at first doing his own begging. But excited by the saint's great work and inspired by his devotion, many people began to back him up with money and in provisions. Among them were the Archbishop, billed as the greatest healer since Jesus Christ, he treated more people in one day than a large hospital did in a month. He could make paralegics walk and the blind see, and he took on all comers, the incurable and the untreatable, the bare F's and the neglected, the cases modern medicine had discarded. Behind John's outward acts of total concern and love for Christ's sick poor was a deep interior prayer life, which was reflected in his spirit of humility. These qualities attracted helpers who, 20 years after his death, formed the Brothers Hospitallers, now a worldwide religious order. John became ill after 10 years of service, but tried to disguise his ill health. He began to put the hospital's administrative work into order and appointed a leader for his helpers. He died under the care of a spiritual friend. John began an interior search for the best way he could serve God and decided to journey to Africa to ransom himself to the Muslims in exchange for their prisoners. On the journey, he met a knight and his family who were destitute and unable to care for themselves. The knight begged for John's help, and John gladly gave by working and giving them his earnings. And when one of John's fellow workers fled to his Muslim territory and converted to Islam, John began to despair, thinking he should have done more for his friend. And after seeking counsel from a Franciscan monastery, he decided to return to the mainland of Spain for the good of his soul. And upon his arrival, John threw himself into a life of prayer, made a general confession, and tearfully went from church to church begging God for the forgiveness of his sins. To support himself, he began to buy and sell religious pictures and books as a traveling salesman. He found this to be spiritually rewarding and fruitful for the salvation of souls, especially eventually at the age of 46. He set up a small shop of religious items at Grandpa's City Gate. And St. John of God believed in his heart and acted on his feelings, no matter what the cost. Patron saint of those with heart ailments and of booksellers, with a feast day on March 8th. He was born in Portugal in 1495, and he took care of sheep in Castle, Spain, although most of his energy was devoted to leading a dissolute life. And soon after, the great preacher, St. John of Avila, came to town to preach a mission, and John was in attendance and was so moved by John of Avila's sermons and so keenly aware of his own sins that he started running through the streets like a madman, shouting for every other religious book and picture, gave away every religious book and picture away to those passing by, gave away the rest of his possessions, and continued crying out in the streets that he was a sinner. Mercy, mercy, Lord God, on this tremendous sinner who has so offended you. Many thought John was a lunatic. Some good men brought him to St. John of Avila, who heard his confession, counseled him, consoled him, and offered him continued guidance. But John was so deeply touched by the priest's holy help that he wanted everyone in the town to know how sinful he was. So he ran through the streets crying out again and rolled in mud as a sign of his sinfulness. Eventually, two compassionate men took him to the local insane asylum for treatment. John of God is patron saint of booksellers, printers, hearts, patients, hospitals, nurses, the sick and the firefighters, and is considered the founder of the Brothers Hospitallers. And John, St. John of God, is a shining example of God's power. He is a sinner and was thought to be mentally ill, but God did incredible things through him. If you ever feel as though you have nothing to offer God, think of St. John of God, who and know that the weaker you may feel, the more God can use you. John was canonized by Pope Alexander VIII on October the 16th, 1690, and later named the patron saint of hospitals and the sick. His feast day is celebrated on March 8th. A church was erected in 1757 to house his remains. On October 26, 1757, they were transferred to that church, now protected by the Knights of St. John of God. The church has been raised to the rank of a basilica. Patron saint of hospitals, nurses, firefighters, booksellers, alcoholics, and the sick. He was canonized on October the 16th, 1690 by Pope Alexander VIII. And true friendship and devotion. First of all, St. John is a model of true friendship and devotion to our Lord. True humility. We can also learn humility from St. John. Holy confidence. Finally, we can learn holy confidence from St. John. And we thank you, Lord, for the life of this precious saint. As St. John of God is beckoning us to pray, for our priests today who out there, there may be more St. John of God's out there in the waiting, in the bullpen, in the dugout, waiting to come out to the batter's box, waiting, ready to come out to the plate. So we pray for our priests to guide them, to reach them.
It is time to pray for our priests, the real men in black.
Well, you wonder why I always dress in black, why you never see bright colors on my back, and why does my appearance seem to have a somber tone? Well, there's a reason for the things that I have on.
Without them, there are no sacraments. He counsels you. Who counsels him? He is on the front lines in the war against sin.
I wear it for another 100,000 who have died, believing that we all were on their side.
Now let us join together as we pray for our priests.
I'm the man in black.
Prayer. Joy is strength. We pray for our priests. And we thank you, Lord, for the lives of these precious saints. Joy is prayer, joy is strength, joy is love, and joy is a net by which we catch souls. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Remember, O most gracious Virgin Mary, that never was it known that anyone who fled to your protection, implored your help, or sought your intercession was left unaided. Inspired by this confidence, I fly unto you, O Virgin of Virgins, my Mother. To you do I come. Before you I stand, sinful and sorrowful. O Mother of the Word Incarnate, despise not my petitions, but in your mercy, hear and answer me. Amen. Mary, Mother of Jesus, throw your mantle of purity over our priests. Protect them, guide them, and keep them in your heart. Be a mother to them, especially in times of discouragement and loneliness. Love them and keep them belonging completely to Jesus. Like Jesus, they too are your sons, so keep their hearts pure and virginal. Keep their minds filled with Jesus, and put Jesus always on their lips, so that Jesus is the one they offer to sinner and to all they meet. Mary, bless them, and keep a special place for them in your heart. Give them a piece of your heart so beautiful and pure and immaculate, so full of love and humility, so that they too can grow in the likeness of Christ. Dear Mary, make them humble like you and holy like Jesus. Heavenly Father, grant that our priests be strengthened and healed by the power of the Eucharist they celebrate. And may the word they proclaim give them courage and wisdom. Incline them to constant adoration and thanksgiving. Pray in and through them. Let them live in you and keep them in this intimate union always. O Mary, Immaculate Conception, Mother of Priests, and Mother of Jesus and Mother of Priests, pray and intercede for all our priests. Amen. We pray for our bishops. Lord, may your Holy Spirit grace our bishops with the gifts of wisdom and strength, gentleness and compassion, as our bishops continue to take up their role as our pastors and teachers. And we pray for our deacons. Lord, give our deacons fertile ground for your inspiration and love. Comfort our deacons, Lord, when they question themselves and their ministries. Pray for our seminarians. Lord, give our seminarians grace to follow you more perfectly. Give them peace, Lord. Give them strength. And give them courage, Lord. And give them wisdom. Fill your church, Lord, with the spirit of courage and love. And raise up worthy ministers for your altars around the world, Lord. And we pray for those who sing in our choirs throughout the world, Lord. Lord, watch over each member of our choirs and help them to never forget that you are the center of our lives. Those who praise you in the song with the united by the Holy Spirit in a bond of love, that with one mouth and one heart, they will praise and bless and worship you, the light above all lights, and true life, and the salvation of our souls. And we pray for the altar servers, Lord. Lord Jesus Christ, Lord Jesus, thank you for the opportunity to serve you during Holy Mass in your sacred presence. Our hearts are filled with joy and peace. And may your Spirit always guide us so we may grow in your love by the grace of the Heavenly Father. Amen. Open our mouths, O Lord, to bless your holy name. Cleanse our hearts from all evil and distracting thoughts. Enlighten our understanding and inflame our will that we may sing, that we may serve worthily at your holy altar, all for the honor and glory of God. And as we pray for altar servers, we pray for Pope Francis and all the clergy around the world. We pray and we thank you, Lord, for the gifts of the sacraments. And we pray for children, Lord. We pray for children. So important. Children.
It is time to pray for those who will carry the faith beyond our years. Our
children. Children.
You'll have that responsibility soon enough, kids. But for now,
run and jump and play. Young, carefree children.
And help them keep their childlike faith.
And the thing that's really sad is that we lose the faith we had when we were children. Loud, proud children.
Lord, your word is filled with accounts of miraculous protection, and we claim that power for vulnerable children. Make your little ones invisible to people who seek to exploit them. Saint Joseph, terror of demons, watch over us and care for us just as you care for the child Jesus, and by your help, may we come to know your Son, and so grow in strength and wisdom and the favor of God. Amen. Saint Joseph is the patron saint of the Universal Church, families, fathers, expectant mothers, travelers. O glorious Saint Joseph, to you God committed the care of his only begotten Son amid the many dangers of this world. And we come to you and ask you to take under your special protection the children God has given us. Through holy baptism, they became children of God and members of his holy church. O Saint Joseph, do assist us by your powerful intercession and obtain for us from your divine Son all spiritual blessings through Jesus Christ our Lord, along with Saint John of God and Saint Perpetual and Felicity, and Saint Nicholas and Saint Sebastian, and Saint Maria Goretti, and Saint Daphna, and Saint Philomena, and Saint Gianna, and Saint Christopher, and Saint Michael the Archangel, Saint Raphael the Archangel, and Saint Gabriel the Archangel, Saint Monica, Saint Anthony, Lord, you are children and grandchildren's refuge and fortress, the God in whom they can and should put their trust. And I pray that no evil shall be allowed to befall on our children and grandchildren. No plague will come near their tent. Lord, you are my strength, in whom I will trust, my shield and the horn of my salvation, my stronghold and my refuge, my Savior. And I will call upon you, Lord, who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from my enemies. Saint Michael, the Archangel, defend us in the day of battle. Be our safeguard against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, Prince of the Heavenly Host, by the power of God, thrust into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl about the world seeking the ruin of souls. Amen. Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, I love you very much. I beg of you to spare the life of the unborn child whom I have spiritually adopted, whose life is in danger of abortion. And we pray, Lord, for those who have recently passed. Pray the Holy Rosary for those who've recently passed. Pray the glorious mysteries, focusing on the resurrection and life after death. God our Father, your power brings us to birth. Your providence guides our lives, and by your command, we return to dust. Lord, those who die still live in your presence. Their lives change but do not end. And I pray and hope for my family, relatives, and friends, and for all those who have recently passed, known to you alone, in company with Christ who died and now lives. May they rejoice in your kingdom, where all our tears are wiped away. Unite us together again in one family, to sing your praise forever and ever. Amen. Eternal rest granted to them, O Lord, and let perpetual light shine upon them. And may they rest in peace. Amen. And may Almighty God bless us with his peace and strength in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. And may the light of Jesus and the angels bring peace and salvation to my parents. May they rest in peace, knowing that their souls belong to God and God only. No demon, no devil, no principality, no evil spirit has access to their light and salvation. And may Holy Mary, the angels, and all the saints welcome them now that they have gone forth from this life. And may Christ, who was crucified for them, bring them freedom and peace. And may Christ, who died for them, admit them into his garden of paradise. And may Christ, the true shepherd, embrace them as one of his flock. And may he forgive all their sins and set them among those he has chosen. Amen. And Lord, we lift up the prodigals, Lord. Thank you for loving the prodigal even more than we do, Lord, for watching over them when we can't, and for working to draw them to yourself. We pray for America. We pray for our soldiers and veterans, and we ask you to bless the members of our armed forces. Give them courage, hope, and strength. Be their power and protector, Lord, leading them from darkness to light. And we pray for the prisoner, Lord. We pray for those in prison and their families. May they be aware of your presence with them, and may your spirit bring them peace and the hope of new life in Jesus Christ. And we pray for our police officers and for our first line responders, our EMTs. We pray for those who work in the hospital setting, Lord, our hospital nurses and doctors. And we pray that the hospital would be a place of healing and hope for all those who are sick and recovering there. And Lord, we pray for the poor souls in purgatory. Eternal Father, I offer you the most precious blood of your divine Son, Jesus, in union with the masses said throughout the world today, for all the holy souls in purgatory, for sinners everywhere, for sinners in universal church, those in my own home and within my family. Amen. And Lord, we pray for those who are held down by addictions. Pray for those who are needing deliverance from these addictions, Lord. We pray for those who are contemplating suicide, who feel that there's no other way out, who are in despair. We pray for those who are contemplating abortion, Lord. We pray for those who are caught in the eye of the storm, Lord, that they will see you and the love you have for them. And you will heal them. You would heal them. They reach out to you. And we pray for those caught in the eye of the storm.
Stop.
And the Mass is the great sign that the Lord sends us. So make the Mass the center of your life to receive Jesus' body, blood, soul, and divinity in the state of grace. And go to confession often.
Father God's at Sunday Mass, his homilies are eloquent, inspiring and relevant. Midweek comes, he's much more brief. Well, he just reads the gospel and then he sits down. Our Mass in the middle of the week. Our Mass in the middle of the Sunday Mass, the music's great. Freddie Dartmouth leads requires, heavenly music takes us high. Monday comes with silent strength. We could surely use his help, but Fred's not around. Our Mass, in the middle of the week. Our Mass, in the middle of the week. Our Mass,
I think you think there must be more to it.
Our Mass, in the middle of the week. Sometimes Mass feels like a race. When Father God gets into it, he gets us out in 10 minutes. Afterwards I stick around. I'll pray the liturgy of ours a few minutes more.
Our Mass, and if you could go outside of just holy days and Sundays, if you can go during the week, go as often as you can. And go to confession. Go to confession.
Your thoughts will be revealed. You'd want
you what he means.
Confession. Confession.
Don't ask yourself how you postpone.
Confession.
Not a question to ask before the throne.
Confession.
I'm sure you'd have the perfect rationale. How from your mouth, late one night, called it whole superstition. There's no way out but through Christ, who first gave to us confession.
And when you go to Mass and receive the Eucharist, we believe in transubstantiation. Jesus is truly present.
The rosary, stigmata, invent a frog. So many things I can't help but think of all we got.
Cause I believe
that it's right. So right. It's just like when I hear Catholics are trying to get out, just goes to show that they don't know what it's all about.
Cause I believe
it's right. So right. It's God's life.
Amen. And I will tell the world that Jesus is truly present. We call that transubstantiation in the Eucharist. And that to go to confession, the Lord offers us and gives us a judgment of mercy in the confessional. And so to go to Mass, Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. So we will hear a deeper truth. Tell the world
Final boarding call for flight 247 to London, now at gate 23A. Mr. Edwards, Mr. C. Edwards, for late taking telegraph.
All final boarding call for flight 814.
A testimony. I am a follower of Christ. He is the one and only way to heaven. I am so glad I met him. I want everyone to know.
And tomorrow, we will have Saint Francis of Rome joining us in the gap tomorrow. And so we look forward to tomorrow. Today, Saint John of God. And we thank you, Lord, for the lives of these precious saints. And we will close at this time. In the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. Good day.